was Nityananda's desire to show that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in this Paramahansa stage, that he was beyond all rules and regulations, that he was a completely free, independent personality of Godhead. He could do whatever he wished to do. And not only was he in the Paramahansa stage, but he was completely beyond the Paramahansa stage. He was, in fact, totally independent. Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he had no duties whatever. So he wanted to show that he didn't have to follow any conventions of this Vedic system or of the material world. He was completely free to do anything and everything as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Krishnadas Kaviraj speaks of the glories of Nityananda Ram in the Chaitanya Chaitamrita. I want to read a few verses. And some of the purports. This is text number 5 in the Adilila, 5th chapter. They are both one and the same identity. They differ only in form. He is the first bodily expansion of Krishna, and he assists in Lord Krishna's transcendental pastimes, purport by Srila Prabhupada. Balaram is a svamsha, expansion of the Lord, and therefore there is no difference in potency between Krishna and Balaram. The only difference is their bodily structure. As the first expansion of Godhead, Balaram is the chief deity among the first quadruple forms, and he is the foremost assistant of Sri Krishna in his transcendental activities. The original Krishna, text 6. The original Lord Krishna appeared in Navadvipa as Lord Chaitanya, and Balaram appeared with him as Nityananda. May Nityananda Ram be the object of my constant remembrance. Sankarsana, Seshanaga, and the Vishnus who lie on the Karana ocean, Garba ocean and ocean of milk are his plenary portions, and the portions of his plenary portions. Purport. Sri Sarup Damodar Goswami has recorded this verse in his diary to offer as respectful obeisances to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. This verse also appears in the 7th of the first 14 verses of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. One of the other dimensions of Nityananda's mercy is that they are, Gaurinitai, are meant to be everywhere. In the home, the mercy of Nityananda and Chaitanya can be had by installing deities or even their picture, or even the picture of Panchatattva, where they appear with the other expansions of the Lord. The idea is that these Lords are very merciful, and to worship Radha and Krishna in the home is more difficult. It requires more attention, more care, and more vigilance. It is explained that one has to be very careful in Radha Krishna worship. One should not argue before the deities. One should not speak harsh words or raise the voice. But the deities of Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya are more merciful. There are even, you'll see many, many temples, in, especially in Northern Europe and in the former Soviet Union, where there are no Radha Krishna deities. Many, many temples, dozens and dozens. These are because the devotees are very careful, very concerned that they be very strict in their worship of Radha and Krishna. And because they are Sankirtan bases, mainly, most of them. It's understood that the mercy of Chaitanya and Nityananda pervades the Sankirtan movement, and therefore these deities are worshipped with great awe and reverence, and still they are understood to be very, very merciful. If we make some mistake, some transgression, they don't take them very seriously. So, may Nityananda Ram be the object of my remembrance. Sankarshan, Seshanaga, and the Vishnus who lie in the Karana ocean, Garbhadakshaya ocean, and the ocean of milk are its plenary portions. Lord Balaram is the original Sankarshan. He assumes 5 other forms to serve Lord Krishna. He himself helps in the pastimes of Lord Krishna, and he does the work of the creation in four other forms. He executes the order of Lord Krishna in the work of creation. In the form of Lord Sesha, he serves Krishna in various ways. Purport. According to expert opinion, Balaram is the chief original quadruple form, is also expanded as Sankarshan. The first expansion of Krishna expands himself in the forms of Mahasankarshan, Karanabhishayi, Garbhodakashayi, and Kshirodakashayi, and Sesha. These five plenary portions are responsible for both the spiritual and material cosmic manifestations. In these five forms, Lord Balaram assists Lord Krishna in his activities. The first four of these forms are responsible for the cosmic manifestations, whereas Sesha is responsible for the personal service to the Lord. Sesha is called Ananta, or unlimited, because he assists the personality of Godhead in his unlimited expansions by performing an unlimited variety of services. Sri Balaram is the servitor Godhead, who serves the Lord Krishna in all affairs of existence and knowledge. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who is the same servitor Godhead, Balarama, performs the same service to Lord Gauranga by constant association. In all the forms, he takes the transcendental bliss of serving Krishna. The same Balaram is Lord Nityananda, the companion of Lord Gaurasundar. This is text 12. I have explained this seventh verse in four subsequent verses. By these verses, all the world can know the truth about Lord Nityananda. I surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, who is known as Sankarshan, in the midst of the Chaturvyuha, consisting of Vasudev, Sankarshan, Prajumna, and Aniruddha. He possesses full opulence and resides in Vaikuntha Loka, far beyond the material creation. The Lord Narayan is part of a plenary part of Lord Nityananda Balaram, who is the source of all incarnations. I have thus explained the 10th verse. Now please listen to the meaning of the 11th verse with all your mind. Nityananda is referred to and constantly mentioned as the original spiritual master. Actually, in one sense, we say that Guru is one, because Krishna is the original Guru, and all of his descendants and all of the Sampradaya are following in his footsteps, are also Guru. So there is Diksha Guru, there is Shiksha Guru, there are other Gurus like the Vartma Pradarshika Guru, the Pata Pradarshika Guru, there are many. Actually, even it is sometimes said, Prahlad Maharaj said, that one can learn from the animals. Prahlad Maharaj encountered one Avaduta, you'll recall reading in the Srimad Bhagavatam, who was lying on the ground with his mouth open. And he asked him, what are you doing? He said, I am learning from the animals. And he particularly mentioned the bee and the python. The bee, the bumblebee, honeybee, goes to the flowers and extracts some honey. Then it goes to the next and the next. And the python stays in one place with its mouth open, and its food comes in. Little insects walk into, or sometimes the mice walk into the mouth of the python. So he said, this Avaduta said, these are my excellent gurus. He used the word guru. The bee, because it doesn't hoard anything. It just goes from place to place, takes what it needs and goes. And the python, because it does not endeavor unnecessarily, doesn't work hard to get its foodstuffs. So in this way, I'm learning from these most excellent gurus. And even the dog, Prabhupada once said, can teach us something about fidelity, about faithfulness. He once said that a dog's so faithful to its master, even if the master kills him, shoots him with a gun, the dog will be faithful right up until the last moment. So, and there's also the Chanakya aphorism, one should learn from anyone, one should take an excellent wife even from a not very advanced family, one should take gold from a filthy place, one should understand that the spiritual master can exist in many forms, one can learn. So Nityananda is the original of all these teachers, of all the different spiritual masters one can learn from. It is said that if one is very perceptive, one will learn from one's errors, and one can even learn from material nature. But in order to learn anything, one must first surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and under the instruction of the spiritual master, do what is proper, know how to execute devotional service. If devotional service is executed under the order of the spiritual master, then everything will be correct and perfect. If instruction is taken from someone who is not a spiritual master or not so authorized, then one is certain to be bewildered, because material nature, by its very characteristic, will be bewildering. And whatever one learns in the material world, it may be counteracted. So it is said in the Mahabharata, Mahajaniyena Gatasvapanta, one can learn many different things from great rishis and sages even, and many philosophers. But true understanding is to be found in the minds of the Mahajans, the great Mahajans, those, or the Mahabhagavats, those who actually understand what is right and what is wrong. Otherwise, even one will be bewildered by Vedic knowledge, because there are so many different philosophies, even within Vedic knowledge. So spiritual master does not mean to just learn anything from anyone. We were talking about this management expert named Stephen Covey. Now, for many people that study him, they're not going back to Godhead. They're not learning anything that's going to be of deep value to their lives. They'll earn a little more money. They'll get a better job. They'll be a little more peaceful in their lives. But because they're not in any way aware of spiritual knowledge, their advance will be extremely limited, and they will have to come back, maybe as animals or lower than human beings. But since a devotee was giving us this knowledge and applying it according to Yuktam Vairagya, then the whole activity becomes spiritualized, and one learns how to apply this system or knowledge in the service of Krishna, and the whole thing becomes spiritualized. This is the nature of understanding from a spiritual master. Instructions coming from a devotee are very potent. Many people translated the Mahabharata. Many, many people. And it's very difficult because most of the translators and commentators are impersonalists. They're not actually spiritual masters in our line. So it becomes very bewildering. It appears that Krishna is an ordinary person in most of the Mahabharatas. But when Hridayananda Maharaj translates Mahabharata, it becomes completely spiritual, and its true nature is revealed. So through the mercy of a devotee is a spiritual master. Actually, all the devotees of Krishna, Prabhupada sometimes said, they are pure devotees. What does pure mean? He defined pure once as being one who is not ulterior motivated, someone who does not have another idea other than rendering pure devotional service to Krishna. He may also be considered a pure devotee, and he can instruct others. So the charge, the great charge of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, Ram, is to disseminate Vedic knowledge, irrespective of who we might be, whatever level of advancement we might be at. By the purity of our vibration, by our desire to share Krishna consciousness, to spread it according to our knowledge, to fly as far as our intelligence can take us, that is the pure motivation which not only elevates us, but brings others to Krishna consciousness. One who undertakes the mission in any stage of life becomes very dear to the Lord. And by undertaking this mission, one becomes inspired to follow regulated principles. One becomes inspired to not overeat or overcollect, or to engage in frivolous activity, or to associate unnecessarily with non-devotees, to avoid Vedic principles such as four principles, or rising early, or chanting 16 rounds. And similarly, as one develops spiritual purity in the line of Chaitanya Nitai, one becomes more desirous to spread transcendental knowledge. We were reading the other day of the Goswamis, how the Lord empowered them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered them. Nityananda empowered them. They acted according to the desire of the Lord. They were actually acting like the limbs of the Lord. The Lord spoke sometimes, and just by seeing him, Lord Chaitanya, millions of people became devotees just by one glance. But throughout the Chaitanya Chaitamrita, we find how Lord Chaitanya says he's empowering different devotees, like the Goswamis, and Lord Nityananda is doing likewise. I looked this word up once, and it empowered, and it appears hundreds and hundreds, I think 700 or 800 times in Prabhupada's writings. So the idea is that anyone can be empowered. Anyone who wishes to follow in the footsteps of these great lords will get empowered and will be able to carry out their mission. In one of the purports, Prabhupada says that in the future of the Krishna consciousness movement, the devotees will have to carry out very, very difficult tasks, Herculean tasks, he says. Another purport he refers to Arjuna and Hanuman, how they perform impossibly difficult tasks. Arjuna to fight a war against a larger army, and Hanuman as a lower than human species to take arms against a whole dynasty and destroy it. These were done because these great devotees were empowered. They were specifically empowered to serve. And Hanuman served Lord Ram. And Nityananda is that very same Lord Ram. Nityananda Ram, we call him. And Balaram. And Radharaman. There's many different names of Rama. When we chant Lord Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, we're also chanting to Lord Nityananda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So a faithful servant to Nityananda Ram will always beg for his mercy. And he will always pray to the Lord to be continuously engaged in his service. He will be praying to the Lord for his blessings, to be empowered to carry out his duty to serve him. This is the prayer of a devotee. The best prayer a devotee can render is to come before the deities, like Gornitai, and ask them, please give me your blessings to carry out my duty to serve you. Let me serve you more and more purely, better and better, more and more. And then one becomes empowered to be a true servant of Lord Nityananda. This is the 125th verse of the Adi Lila, chapter 5. The person of whom Lord Ananta is a kala, or a part of a plenary part, is called Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who therefore can know the pastimes of Lord Nityananda. From these conclusions, we can know the limit of truth of Lord Nityananda. But what glory is there in calling him Ananta? But I accept him in truth because it has been said by devotees. Since he is the source of all incarnations, everything is possible in him. They know that there is no difference between the incarnation and the source of all incarnations. Previously, Lord Krishna was regarded in the light of different principles by different people. Some said that Krishna was directly Lord Naranarayan, and some called him Lord Vamanadeva, incarnate. Some call Lord Krishna incarnation of Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. All these names are true. Nothing is impossible. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, appears, he is the shelter of all plenary parts. Thus, at that time, his plenary portions join in him. So, today we can meditate upon the service of Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I think we're going to have a Maharana this morning, 11:30. And we can chant their glories, meditate upon them, and try to be sincere followers, faithful followers of Lord Nityananda Ram and Lord Chaitanya. I'll just read a couple more verses and we can close. I know it's getting very late. In a joyful mood of love of God, he sometimes climbed upon the shoulder of someone offering obeisances, and sometimes he struck others with his flute or mildly slapped them. When someone saw the eyes of Mini Ketana Ram, tears automatically flow from his eyes, for A constant shower of tears flowed from the eyes of Miniketan and Ram. Sometimes there were eruptions of ecstasy like Kadamba flowers in some parts of his body, and sometimes one limb would be stunned. He was the servant, I think you know, of Nityananda Prabhu, very special devotee. And sometimes one limb would be stunned while another would be trembling. Whenever he shouted aloud the name Nityananda, the people around him were filled with great wonder and astonishment. One respectable Brahmin named Sri Gunarva Mishra was serving the deity. When Miniketana was seated in the yard, this Brahmin did not offer respect. Seeing this, Sri Ramadas became angry and spoke. Here I found the second Ramaharshana Sutta, who did not stand to show honor when he saw Lord Balaram. After saying this, he danced and sang to his heart's content, but the Brahmana did not become angry, for he was then serving Lord Krishna. Purport. Miniketana Ramdas was a great devotee of Lord Nityananda. When he entered the house of Krishnadas Kaviraj Gunarva Mishra, the priest who was worshipping the deity installed in the house did not receive him very well. A similar event occurred when Ramaharshana Sutta was speaking to the great assembly of sages at Naimisharanya. Lord Balaram entered that great assembly, but since Ramaharshana Sutta was on the Vyasasan, he did not get down to offer respect to Lord Balaram. This behavior of Gunarna Mishra, of Gunarnava Mishra indicated that he had no great respect for Lord Nityananda, and this idea was not at all palatable to Miniketana Ramdas. For this reason, the mentality of Miniketana Ram is never deprecated by devotees. At the end of the festival, Miniketana Ramdas went away, offering his blessings to everyone. At that time, he had some controversy with my brother. My brother had firm faith in Lord Chaitanya, but only a dim glimmer of faith in Lord Nityananda. Knowing this, Sri Ramdas felt unhappy in his mind. I then rebuked my brother. These two brothers, I told him, are like one body. They are identical manifestations. If you do not believe in Lord Nityananda, you will fall down. If you have faith in one but disrespect the other, your logic is like the logic of accepting half a hen. It would be better to be an atheist by slighting both brothers than a hypocrite by believing in one and slighting the other. The half a hen logic is that one doesn't want to feed the hen, just wants to get the egg. So the idea is to cut off the head so one won't have to feed the hen. Thus Sri Ramadasa broke his flute in anger and went away, and at that time my brother fell down. I have thus described the power of the servants of Lord Nityananda. How shall I describe another characteristic of his mercy? That night Lord Nityananda appeared to me in a dream because of my good quality in chastising my brother. In the village of Jamtapur, which is near Nahati, Lord Nityananda appeared to me in a dream. There is now a railway station to Janmatapur. If one wants to go there, he can take a train from the Katwa railway station and go directly to the station known as Satara. From that station, one can go directly to Janmatapura. Then the verse again. I fell at his feet, offering my obeisances, and he then placed his own lotus feet upon my head. Arise, get up, he told me again and again. Upon rising, I was greatly astonished to see his beauty. He had a glossy, blackish complexion, and his tall, strong, heroic stature made him seem like Cupid himself. He had beautifully formed hands, arms, and legs, and eyes like lotus flowers. He wore a silk cloth with a silk turban on his head. He wore golden earrings on his ears, and golden armlets and bangles. He wore tinkling anklets, and his feet and garland of flowers, anklets on his feet, and a garland of flowers hung around his neck. His body was anointed with sandalwood pulp, and he was nicely decorated with tilak. His movements surpassed those of a maddened elephant. His face was more beautiful than a million moons, millions upon millions of moons. And his teeth were like pomegranate seeds because of his chewing beetle. His body moved to and fro, right and left, for he was absorbed in ecstasy. He chanted, Krishna, Krishna, in a deep voice. His red stick moving in his hand, he seemed like a maddened lion. All around the four sides of his feet were bumblebees. His devotees, dressed like cowherd boys, surrounded his feet like so many bees and also chanted, Krishna, Krishna, absorbed in ecstatic love. Some of them played horns and flutes, and others danced and sang. Some of them offered betel nuts, and others waved chamara fans about him. Thus I saw the opulence of Sri Lord Nityananda Swarupa. His wonderful form, qualities, and pastimes are all transcendental. I was overwhelmed with transcendental ecstasy, not knowing anything else. Then Lord Nityananda smiled and spoke to me as follows. Oh, my dear Krishna Das, do not be afraid. Go to Vrindavan, for there you will attain all things. Of course, this is Krishna Das Kaviraj speaking, the author of Chaitanya Chaitamrita. Go to Vrindavan, for there you will attain all things. After saying this, he directed me towards Vrindavan by waving his hand. Then he disappeared with all his associates. I fainted and fell to the ground. My dream broke, and when I regained consciousness, I saw that morning had come. I thought about what I had seen and heard and concluded that the Lord had ordered me to proceed to Vrindavan at once. That very second, I started for Vrindavan, and by His mercy, I reached there in great happiness. All glory to Nityananda Balaram, by whose mercy I have attained the shelter in the transcendental abode of Vrindavan. All glory to the merciful Nityananda, by whose mercy I have attained shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Sanatan. By His mercy, I have attained the shelter of the great personality, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, and by His mercy, I have found refuge of Sri Swarup Damodar, Prabhupada's purport. Anyone desiring to become expert in the service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna should always aspire to be under the guidance of Swarup Damodar Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami. To come under the protection of the Goswamis, one must get the grace and mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. The author has tried to explain this fact in these two verses. So, some of you may have seen the place of Krishnadas Kaviraj, Samadhi at Radhakun. There's where he wrote Chaitanya Chaitamrita. There's a place there you can see. And it is said that when the spiritual master appears or enacts something in a dream, that is reality. At least some form of reality, maybe very difficult to understand. But on this order, Krishnadas Kaviraj went and he composed this great literature by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. He's always glorifying Lord Nityananda as enabling him to know what to do, how to write, who to consult. He took the Chaitanya Chaitamrita writings from Swarup Damodar and Raghunath Goswami. From their notes, he compiled this great work. And again, he attributes all this to the mercy of Lord Nityananda Ram. So we can meditate on his beautiful form, his persona as the original spiritual master of all the universes, and his desire that the mercy of Lord Krishna be spread all over the world today, on this very auspicious day, in our Harinam, and throughout the day we can meditate on his very beautiful form. Shri Shri Nityananda Prabhu Ki Jai. Shri Nityananda Prabhu Maha Mahotsava Ki Jai. Shri Nityananda Ram Maha Mahotsava Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. So, do you have any... it's our time. We have time for some comments or questions. What's in store? There's a feast after the Harinam. When you say Avadhu, what do you mean?
Well, it's a very individualistic behavior. I mean, for example, I read some time ago in the Chaitanya Bhagavad, they used to swim in the Ganges with the crocodiles. That's all that.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead is completely independent and cannot be imitated. He's all-powerful. He's Trikalagya. He's the support of all the universes. You know, Nityananda Ram is Balaram. And he's none different Krishna, except by appearance, according to Krishnadas Kaviraj. So we actually can accept him as the first expansion of the Supreme Lord Krishna, who is all cognizant and fully independent. And because he's the original spiritual master, we call him the spiritual master. But generally when we speak of spiritual master, we speak of, when we talk of, say, for example, Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu, we're speaking of the person who gives us instruction. Or one type of spiritual master brings us to Krishna. Another type instructs us on a regular basis. Another type that gives us different types of initiation. And sometimes they're all one, or combinations of those. And another way we see spiritual master as acharya. Acharya means one who teaches us by example. So there's different kinds of following. With Krishna, who is the Supreme Lord, every spiritual master offers him obeisances as being the all-cognizant ultimate Lord. And the spiritual master, in the usual sense, means one who is a transparent medium, or as we were saying before, one who has no ulterior motive but to bring others to Krishna consciousness or to instruct others in the science of Krishna as it has been given originally by Krishna. So there has to be an original spiritual master, just like Krishna himself, the original dialogue is Bhagavad Gita. And he became the spiritual master of Arjuna. It is not Lord Krishna's usual feature or characteristic to be the spiritual master in that way he was with Arjuna. In his original form, actually, he just enjoys in very intimate, loving exchanges with his devotees. But he also, in another part of his manifestation, appears in one small part of his great pastimes as a spiritual master to Arjuna, just to show that he actually can be the spiritual master. And also to show that anyone who follows Krishna's teachings, who follows Bhagavad Gita, and does what Krishna asks him to do, that person is qualified to be his representative, his emissary, his agent, his spiritual master. Krishna gave direction. He came to also Vrtanaya Sadhanam Vinachaya Chidiskri Tam. He came to annihilate those who were unfaithful and to uplift those and reestablish those who were pious and followers of Krishna. But he gave many orders, like Sarva Dharmam Paridyaja, you should surrender unto me and give up all sinful activity. Lord Chaitanya extended his mercy a little further by coming and carrying out, playing the role of a devotee. So in one sense he was even more intimate. He was teaching directly how to be a devotee by his example. Lord Nityananda extended that mercy even further. And the devotees of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya are meant to extend it even further. Now we're reaching down into the Kali Yuga, into the Malecha Chandala class, and mixing with such persons in a very, not intimate way, but on a really a daily basis. We're out distributing books, we're out distributing prasadam, we're talking to them in the temple every day. So a spiritual master has certain obligations to follow. We have our four regulative principles. We follow Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu. We chant 16 rounds. And we act according to the direction of Krishna, as agents of Krishna. So we can follow the instruction of Krishna, and we can follow certain examples that the Lord Chaitanya Nityananda follow, but we cannot imitate them. We cannot imitate the way they do mysterious things. We can't go around breaking people's dandas or dressing like gopis and other things that only the supreme independent personality of Godhead can do. Yes. Thank you for inviting me, and it's always a great pleasure to be here, and whenever I see these beautiful deities, I remember how much Prabhupada was fond of them, and I was remembering how Sruti Dhamma, when he plays the role of Prabhupada in his plays, I think he's watched the videotapes, because he seems to have gotten Prabhupada's gestures down very well, when he acts out Prabhupada having darshan with Radhalanda Nishwara. It's a very stirring, very moving scene because Prabhupada exhibited such great devotion. We could see that when he was seeing these deities, of course all deities, but particularly we saw him have darshan with Radhalanda Nishwara, that he was actually seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself. He wasn't just seeing a deity. His, the intimacy of Krishna and his pure devotee, Mahabhagavat, became very apparent. And Prabhupada always glorified the deity worship here, the pujaris and their deity worship, and their prasadam, which is always very special. Something very special about these, their clothing, their offerings in the world. Of course, Prabhupada put them on the cover of the Srimad Bhagavatam. That was not an ordinary thing, which also is evidence of the importance of them. So, thank you for having me, and all glories to Lord Nityananda. Hari Bol. Jai Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai. Give it a go. This is an old singing. No, it's meant to be like...